Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, grateful once again to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at an email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So, amen, amen. Thank God for another blessed day. And wherever you're listening to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again that you have blessed us on this day to come together in your word. Father, I pray, Lord God, as you have did with us yesterday, that you would do the same today, that you would be with us, that you would release to us in our spirit the understanding we stand in need of. And therefore, Lord God, we ask this day, Lord God, that you just, for first of all, help me, Lord, to rightly divide thy word, to give it unto the people in the name of Jesus, for your glory, in Jesus' name, for your worthy to be praised and to be glorified. And I magnify you in Jesus' name. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Bohatarabashata. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Tonight we are part two, the second and final part this question. And I want to reiterate it once again. And I've said it to you all before. There is a show that come on the Christian, one of the Christian networks called Ask the Pastor. I personally believe that it is a blessing to the body of Christ because there are questions that are asked that, you know, these pastors that are on this board, on this show, and it's different ones, it's not the same ones all the time, but they are given questions, whether it's written in or phoned in, and they do their best in Christ to answer it according to the Bible. And so we're grateful for that. And so, therefore, looking at one of the questions on there, which brings us to the study tonight in this part two, the part two to can true love between a husband and wife compare to God's love? Now, this comes out of the question that was asked to the pastors, and the question this person asks is, what is true love between a husband and wife, and can it compare to God's love? And so we had, in part one, been looking at that and in giving you the answer that, first of all, true love, the real, real true love is the love that have Christ in it. That's the love that have Christ in it. Now, natural love, natural human love, human affection between one another has its place. But as we was talking to you about yesterday, it does have its flaws. And it's not comparable to the love of God. The love of God is the higher and greater love. And as we'll share with you yesterday, and my brother called in to join in with me, that in these last days, for the husband and wife to survive, what is happening and going to happen in these last days, it's not going to be the natural love that is going to keep them together or get them over the hump. It is going to be the agape, the God kind of love, the greater love. And, you know, many people have not seen that yet. Now, when this person asks this question, you know, when they write in or call in, sometimes you're given limited information. So this person that wrote this question in, I don't know what they say or not. And another thing, too, and I'm not saying that this was their intent, but I do say that some people have this kind of intention. Sometimes when a question like that is asked, like, what is true love between a husband and wife, and can it be compared to God's love, okay? Sometimes people get to a point like what they and the other person that they with got, they don't need, you know, from God. In other words, our love could be greater or just as comparable to God's love. So we don't need God's love. We got our love for each other. And you have people that think that. You have people that think that what they have, quote, on their own is greater than, quote, what God can give. And so, you know, for example, I give you like what people think about themselves. For example, some sinners. I noticed that in my years in the ministry, when I've talked to some of the sinners about getting saved, some of them just start rolling out their resume of why they're a good person. When I talk to them about accepting Jesus, Lord, they break out to saying, well, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't go out. You know, they give a whole list of why they're, quote, so good. Meaning what? That I really don't need to accept Christ. I'm already a good person, okay? So what we have been talking to you about is how that, no, the natural love between a husband and wife cannot compare to the agape, the God's love. And the husband and wife is going to need the God's love to overcome in these last days, okay? Because the Bible let us know that the times we're living in now is not like any time seen before. And I can understand that because people, it's getting more ridiculous out here. Okay. People are becoming less and less respectable, less respectful for the things of God, even becoming less respectable towards one another. Okay. Less and less respectable. I remember a time where some people can be using cussing words, and they see an older person coming up, they'll shut up real quick. Now they ain't caring nothing. Some people, I remember growing up, they didn't even want to say a cussing word on the church ground, okay? And they say on the church ground. But now they ain't caring. And now in the churches back in the days, there was certain stuff that people wouldn't dare to do. Now you got folks twerking in the church, okay, in the church services. So, you know, what we're saying is this, and what I'm telling you is this, that the true love is the love that have Jesus in it. And the agape love is the love that you're going to need as husband and wife to make it over in these last days. Now, maybe perhaps someone else had this same question on their mind. And I pray that this answer have come to you, okay? And I begin to share some scriptures with you. We looked at how that Jesus, in speaking to his disciples, showed them the difference between the God love and the natural love. Because he says sinners who has this natural love, He said, love those that love them. Okay? And he said, what thanks have you? Okay? Hallelujah. You know, what graciousness is that? Just loving those that love you. And then also, it also means that, you know, you didn't have the divine influence. See, in other words, to put it like this, natural love, what Jesus was saying about the sinner, that love them that love, you only love them that love you. And that is not showing the divine influence or the godly influence of God on your heart. Okay? Because the agape, the God love, will love even though the love is not coming back. Okay? It is still love anyhow. Notice, and I talked in the share with this with you, notice that Jesus said, love your enemies. Well, you know your enemies ain't loving you back. See, he was teaching you the agape, the God kind of love. And so that true love between a husband and wife has to be that agape overall, because when one is not loving the other back, the others can still love and not go into a moment of, you know, I don't love you anymore. Because, see, one thing about natural love, and we told you that it has its flaws in it, it can turn when it's wounded or hurt. And that natural love, when you operate in that natural love, it says, hey, if you don't love me, I don't love you. And you have seen many couples have come to that. When one stopped loving or stopped showing love to one, the other one, you say, hey, you don't love me, I don't love you. So you find both of them doing evil to one another. You understand what I'm saying? That's why you can't solely rely upon natural human love, because it can turn. It can, you know, it got flaws in it. Okay? And it can't not sustain the hits of wounds and trouble. Okay? Like the agape can. You get what I'm saying? Because the agape would keep you from getting out into the wrong nature. You understand what I'm saying? It'll keep you from getting into the wrong nature. If you just depend on natural human law and you get wounded, get talked about, get deceived or something like that, then it stops. It stops loving. And therefore, there's a turn into a type of nature that is not good. And like I said, this is why you find many couples, you know, one may have started, you know, not showing love to the other, and the other get to a point where, hey, you don't love me, I don't love you. So now the other start doing evil like one that was doing it does, okay? So you have both of them doing it, okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? And so also in the scriptures, I share one with you, and really I could have held off on it, but I thank my brother for coming on with me. That's 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 1 through 15, where the Bible said that Amnon loved his sister, but actually, like my brother told you, it was lust, okay? And it wasn't really love. Now, I thank God for him speaking on that. But natural love, you know, it has its place. But trust me, people, it is not the love you want to depend on in these last days, okay? The word of the Lord tells us that when Jesus sent his word through his angel messenger, he says, there's going to be trouble, and he named three areas, the nation, the church, and the homes. Well, who's in the homes? Husband, wife, and children, okay? And he said, there's going to be trouble. Okay, and if you're depending on your natural human love, that natural love for one another to keep you, then you are in big trouble, okay? Because only the agape, the love of God, is going to sustain and keep you together during this time. And this is why, one of the reasons why so many families have been falling apart, because of the absence of the agape. Now, don't get me wrong, both of you overall needs to walk into God love, okay? Both of you needs to walk into God love. You know, you hear, I know an old worldly rap song that say it takes two. Well, it does, okay? It does. Glory to God. Now, the last thing I talked to you about, and I'll tell you what, let's go there to Ephesians chapter 5. That's the last thing I left off with you. Ephesians chapter 5. And we're going to look at verse 25 again. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 25, and the word of God says, husbands, love your wives, okay? Husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he may present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. You understand? Okay. Now notice that Jesus was instructing the husbands to love, but get this, but not in the natural love, because that will come naturally, but in the God kind of love is how he was instructed them. Okay. You understand that? He wasn't, when he was saying love, he wasn't just talking, because they would know how to love naturally. So what he was doing was he was instructing them in his kind of love. That's why he said, love your wives as Christ loved the church. See the comparison. Same kind of love, okay? You got to love them that way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Edible glory, our sister. The Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, if the natural love was comparable to the agape love, then Jesus would never need to instruct them. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And notice he said that Jesus gave himself for it that he might sanctify and cleanse it. Okay? And the God kind of love wants to help that spouse in holiness. You get that? Want to help their spouse in Christ to be what Christ have them to be, not to be what you have them to be. See, natural love got some flaws in it. It can be self-centered, as my brother shared with you. But see, the agape, the God kind of love, is not self-centered, which we'll look at hopefully in a few minutes. But, amen, but the agape is always looking towards Jesus. And so the agape love would try to help the spouse further in Christ. You understand that? To be what Christ have them to be. You have them to be, okay? So you got some men and some women trying to shape the other to what they would have them to be. That no. Mm-mm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, some women meet some men who act a certain way, and they think by marrying them that they're going to change. Okay? And many times, when they center on changing them, they want to change them into what they want them to be. Same way with the men. Okay? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Now, like I said, there are some couples, there are some who really love one another, but some self-centeredness have covered it up because, once again, that's one of them flaws. They may love them naturally, but they want to make them out of what they want them to be. Okay? See, the goal in marriage is to help one another also advance in Christ. You understand what I'm saying? To progress in Christ. You get what I'm saying? to help one another to in our growth in Christ. That's what it's supposed to be. Now, sometimes with natural love, like I said, it can be self-centered. One or the other don't want the other to share time with the Lord. Now, I know some people don't want to admit that, but that's true. Even some supposed to be believers. They want all the time or most of the time to them. Okay? And remember this. Jesus has to be first. Now, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Now, for those of y'all that don't know, and this is what I call 1 Corinthians chapter 13, I call it the love chapter. Because basically, even though when the Bible was first written, it was not written in chapter and verse. So we want to get that understanding clear. When the Bible was first written, it was not written in chapter and verses. Man put it in chapter and verses. When it was originally written, it was on the scroll and wrote like a, if you want to call it one big letter. Okay. But I want to read verses 1 to verse 6 in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Now look what the Word of God says. He said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not our own. That's dealing with the selfishness and self-centeredness. Is not easily provoked, and thinketh no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Now, I want to stop there for a minute because there's a reason why I went here. Now, once again, this chapter is what I call the love chapter that Jesus is instructing his people to walk in. That includes husband and wives, okay? You get that. It doesn't exclude them. It includes husband and wives, okay? This is what he's instructing them to walk in, okay? This is how husband and wives are to be to one another, okay? Hallelujah. And it is described to you in verse 4 to verse 6, verse 4 and 5. He said, charity suffered long and is not kind. It is kind, excuse me. Now, the natural love can't suffer long. But remember, there has to be a difference between the natural love and the agape. Now, if the natural love could suffer long, like the agape, once again, you don't need the agape. But see, Jesus let us know, even in Luke 6, the difference between the God love and the natural love and how he showed that his love was greater. Okay? So here in this chapter here, not only is it telling us how the God love operates, but it's also showing you how the natural love won't operate. Okay? You get that? They said, charity envieth not. Don't get envy, don't get jealous. Well, some men, some women that love one another, there are certain things that come up. Well, once again, that natural love can leave and turn, and next thing you know, they become envious. Okay? You get that? Hallelujah. But I want you to look at verse 6. I'm going to read this again. He said, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Okay? Now, first and foremost, when he said rejoice in not iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, John chapter 17 tells us what the truth is. The truth is the word of God. See, the agape, when you're walking in the God love, it rejoices in God's word. Now, I just took a break for a second there so that can sink in from what I'm about to say next. And the word of God is a word of order. So the husband and wife that is walking in this love rejoices, get this, and doing things in an orderly fashion towards one another. And everything this chapter says that love would or would not do. You get that? Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And apparently natural love doesn't get that far. See, just like what it says, the agape don't seek of her own. Well, you know, hallelujah. It don't seek. The agape is not self-centered. Okay? But natural human love, with its flaws, can become self-centered. Because, yeah, there's some, like I said, some people who naturally love one another, but some self-centeredness have come in there, some selfishness, and all of a sudden they love the person, but the stuff that they wanted to do is dealing with feeding on selfishness. I'm telling you, people, I'm telling you. Listen, in these last days, that's why you're going to find some marriages is going to split. And one of the reasons why is because, for example, that husband may become more dedicated to the Lord and want to serve the Lord more. And that wife who loved him, she don't like the time he's given to the Lord, so she is going to get upset. She want them all to herself. And that's the same way, vice versa. There are going to be some women who want to give more time to the Lord, okay? And not saying that they're, quote, neglecting their spouses, but some of their spouses, the men, ain't going to like it. They love her, naturally, but they want her, you know, it's all about them. I want you all to me. And remember, it said the agape rejoices in the truth. The truth is the word. And what does the word tell us? Well, the word tells us who's supposed to be first in both our lives. Who? God. So the agape rejoices that God's supposed to be number one in our lives. So it shouldn't be no jealousy or no self-centeredness, you know, when the spouse is giving time to God. Now, God is not telling us to totally neglect one another. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this. The agape, the love of God, rejoices in the fact that God is supposed to be number one in our lives. It rejoices in the fact that, hey, that God is the God of order and his word is my order and I'm going to follow it, okay? Hallelujah. To my brothers that are husbands, walking in this love makes you kind to your wife. And don't think evil of her. You know, you're not always accusing her of fooling around, and you don't think of doing something evil to her, even if she did something wrong to you. You see, do you understand what I'm saying? See, when you operate in natural love, that can turn. She do something wrong to you, oh, man, you already think, how you going to get her back? Okay? Yeah, you loved them. Well, she did hurt you now. You want some revenge. Well, the agape say, I'm not going to do that. The agape say, I'm not going to return hurt for hurt. I'm not going to do that. That's what the agape says. Amen. This is the love that is going to be needed for any marriage to survive in this time. Because I'm telling you, the tests and pressures that are coming against the marriage in these days, I'm telling you right now, I pray to you here, you're going to need more than a natural love. I'm telling you. Men, women, hear this message. Okay? Now, you can turn your head. You can close. You can put up a deaf ear to it. That's your decision. But if you do that, I promise you, you're going to find out before it's over with. You're going to find out before it's over with. Glory be to God. To my sisters. This also goes to you. If you're walking in love, you rejoice. Now get this, because some sisters get mad at this thing. You'll rejoice that your husband, who was put there by God, is made head of the household, and you're going to do your best to help him in his responsibilities, just like the husband can help the wife, okay? You understand that? Some sisters don't, I got to be honest with you, and don't get me wrong, some of this have been done because there have been some men that have abused this. But I'm going to be honest with you, some sisters do not like to hear the man the head of the household. They don't like to hear submission. They get all upset, twisted up, mad, lip poking out, all kind of stuff they want to say. And then some of them love their husbands, but when it comes to time for the husband to stand as the head, they fight some. Well, where's the natural love? Where's the love then? It's gone. The agape say, hey, I'm going to acknowledge you because I know that I rejoice in the word because the word said God put you there. You didn't put yourself there. Okay. Man did not, quote, elect himself to be put his head of the household. God did that. Okay. God did that. Now, another reason I wanted to look at this verse, and I'm going to read this sixth verse again, because something else I want to say on this. Sixth verse said that the agape rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Now, this part of the word that it says that it rejoices not in iniquity. The God love doesn't rejoice in iniquity. It does not rejoice, hear this, in committing iniquity for the spouse. The God love doesn't even rejoice in even asking that spouse to commit it. Now, some of you said, say, what do you mean? There are those who love their spouses, but get this. And this, like I said, this is where your natural love have flaws. They love their spouse to a point that they would even lie for them and even commit other sins for them. Do you hear that? That's not the God kind of love. Now, some of y'all may think it ain't true, but it is. Some of them truly naturally love their husband, their wife, but they will go to a point that they will lie for them. Okay. Now remember, it says that the agape rejoices in the truth. It rejoices in the word. And the word says, let us know that God is supposed to be number one. Okay. Amen. So overall, you're supposed to see Christ when you're walking in agape love. One of the main things you're going to see is Jesus. Okay. With natural love, you're not going to see Jesus. You're going to see that person. You understand what I'm saying? Give you another example. I said this, I think it was early this year, and I never word this before this way, and it just come to me like that because of the order of God. But, for example, if, let's say, a woman approached me and me being married and say, hey, would you commit adultery with me? The normal response for any man that's being dedicated to his wife said, no, I'm not going to hurt my wife like that. But here's my response, and I want you to hear this. I'm going to say, number one, I'm going to say no, because it is wrong and evil in the sight of my God. And number two, I don't want to hurt my wife. Now, notice I put God first, okay? Amen. And I'm saying this to you, men, because if you're just looking at the wife, which is not wrong looking at the wife, but if you ain't putting God first, and your wife do something to hurt you, and you're going to holler, shoot, man, she ain't thinking about me, I ain't thinking about her. You get what I'm saying? That's why when it comes to the testing of the marriage where Satan is using someone or speaking to you or something like that to get you to commit sin, your first response should be like, no, because God said it's wrong. I'm a child of God. And number two, I'm not going to hurt them like that. Now, some of y'all may not understand that placing, and maybe some of y'all do, okay? Because if you just look at, and that's all the time, no, I don't want to hurt my wife like that. And that's true. Don't get me wrong. I'm not speaking against that. But if you just look at that, and let's say she turn around one day and do something to you that really hurts you, you're going to say, shoot, when I'm thinking about her, of course, she ain't thinking about me. The next thing you know, you're subject to do what? Go out there and commit that adultery. Do you see what I'm saying? But if you see to the glory of God, God first, and then them second, okay? You see what I'm saying? If you look at it that way, that should bring a whole different perspective. Because if you just look at it one way, just a person, and the enemy start working and dealing with them, and they heeding the enemy, they do something to hurt you real bad, you're going to be like, you know, once before you said, no, I won't do this because I don't want to hurt them. But now they hurt you, and you go, well, shoot, they ain't thinking about me. I ain't thinking about them. You get that. So, but the agape, the God kind of love, it doesn't rejoice in iniquity. Okay? It rejoices in the truth. Hallelujah. And some, even though they love their spouse, once again, with natural love, some of them even try to force their spouse to do things, you know, they may love them, but against their will. That's why I said that natural love, you know, can't sustain a holdout like the God kind of love, okay? And see, some of them, we even try to, you know, they love them, but take them against their will. Now let me show you where what I'm talking about there and the difference in this thing. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. I want to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7. And hopefully I can explain a little bit more to you what I'm talking about. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 12 to verse 15. Verse 12 to verse 15. Now, I don't want to explain this to you because, okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 12 to verse 15. And the word of God says this. But to the rest speak I, not the Lord. If any brother have a wife that believe not, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away. Do you hear that? And the woman which have a husband that believeth not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. Okay? Verse 14. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and this unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now are they holy. Now, verse 15, the key verse. I want you to look at this. He said, but if the unbelieving depart, let. Do you see that? Let him depart. A brother or sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God have called us to peace. See, the love of God is not going to try to make you take somebody against their will. And see, for example, there are some people who naturally love that loved one, but when that loved one really wants to go and leave and don't want nothing else to do with them, they try to force them to stay. But the agape would say, listen, you know, the agape operating love of God say, hey, let's talk this out. But if they want to go, you say, hey, you know, I'm going to respect you. You want to go? I'm letting you go. Because, see, God has that love towards us. Because, see, when you go on the path opposite of God, yes, God will talk to you and say, look, so my child, repent, come back to me. But he's not going to make you. But after so long, you keep denying, and don't come back. And you keep letting God know you don't want to come back. Sooner or later, God going to say, hey, I'm going to let you go. Go ahead. Because he's not going to force you to stay with him. And like I said, natural love can become self-centered. There are people, once again, that truly naturally want to love one another, but when one doesn't want to do or wants to leave, the other will try to make them stay. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Give you another example and point, and I'm not trying to be vulgar when I say this. Now, the Bible tells us in this 1 Corinthians chapter 7, the wife have not power of her own body, but the husband, and likewise also the husband have not power of his own body, but the wife, okay? Now, in verse 3, it said, let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. Now, we know that's dealing with sexual intercourse. Now, if one don't want to do anything with the other, the love of God is not going to try to force them to do it. You understand that? Now, there have been those in natural love, when that happens, the natural love run out when the other one don't want to do nothing, so they turn to hatred, and now all of a sudden, you know, that natural love, it didn't broke camp, it didn't left camp because it couldn't take that hit, and now it turned to hatred, and now all of a sudden they out there doing whatever under the sun. Okay? You get that. Amen. There have been, for example, some spouses, like, there have been some men who want a child, but their wife may be barren. And they treat her like nothing and, you know, get mad at her. Now, at one time, they had natural love for her. But it ran out and they found out she couldn't give them a child. So what they do? Now they're going out there fooling around with someone who they, quote, said can give them a child. Well, guess what? That ain't going to work out right. I don't care what you do. Amen. Hallelujah. It ain't going to. Glory to God. There are some women that, you know, when they married the man, they were doing okay financially, the household. And then start hitting on hard times. Well, at first, naturally, they love. But then when it's a hard time for the husband, find a job and maybe the light got cut off here or there. Oh, man, I don't want to go through this. And now they mad at the husband. Don't want nothing to do with him now. Want to go. What happened to the natural love? Psh, it left. Now it turned. Okay. I don't want nothing else to do with you. Amen. That's what it turned to. And so this is why it is very important. So, once again, my answer to this, there is natural love, but the true love is the love that have Jesus in it. And you have some people these days thinking that they can make it without the love of God. I'm telling you, they actually believe that. You know, they and that spouse had some pretty good years going on, and they thinking, hey, we got it special. We this, we that. And when you talk to them about, hey, you need the agape, you need the love of God in your life, but, oh, we, you know, and they had an attitude like, we okay, ain't nothing wrong with us. Okay. But when you start wanting to listen, because there's going to come some tests against the home, and you're going to need the agape to survive, to stand. Well, when they don't hear it, then they'd say you have to find out the hard way. Amen. Hallelujah. And see, our job as ministers on this broadcast, and even if it's on shows like Ask the Pastor, is to give the word of truth. We are not to cater to people because we're afraid of offending them. You got too many religions out there already saying there is no such thing as a God. You got so many religions out there that really speaks disrespectfully about Christ. So why should we, who are supposed to be ministers of Christ, speak lightly of the word of truth to the people? We shouldn't. It shouldn't be that way. But it's sad to say, as days have gone on, that you see more and more believers have taken that trend. You know, you see them now that they just, oh, my God, Lord, help me find a word to describe it. You know, you look at them and they get kind of either silent or very weak. Very weak. Lord, have mercy upon our soul. Have mercy upon our soul. Amen. So he says, let the unbelieving depart. Let him. In other words, don't try to make him stay. If you want to go, let him go. So, brother, sister, not under bondage in such cases. God has called us to peace. Want to go, let them go. But like I said, some people who, with natural human love, love that person. When that person won't go, they try to make them stay. You can't. That's not the God kind of love. Okay? And so you have to look at overall the love that Christ has for us. And like I said, if you start going down the wrong road, Christ will warn you. He'll call you back to him. He'll say he loves you. He said repent. But if you keep putting it off and fighting and saying you won't and you don't need the Lord and after so long, Christ going to say, hey, okay, amen, I'll let you go. Now, understand this, and I have to say this, and it's sad I have to say this because some of us as Christians have went overboard. The agape doesn't mean you tolerate the sin. That you accept your husband or your wife out there fooling around with as many people as they can or doing all kinds of sin or evil, that does not mean that, okay? What it means is that you don't allow yourself to turn to a hatred towards them because now you'll start doing evil works towards them. And so now you have two people doing evil instead of one, okay? Now, if say, for example, and this is a very important thing here. Now, we know that from the word, Jesus talks about a divorce when there's adultery. Okay? Amen. We know of that. But I see this clause up in these verses here that I personally, to me, see like it doesn't just confined to just adultery. Because notice that he says, if they be pleased to dwell with you. You get that? So in other words, if a woman is married to a man and he keeps beating her each time, I mean beating her, and she tells her, baby, stop, don't be beating me like that. I don't like, and he keeps beating her, do that mean she's supposed to stay with him? Or if the man marries a woman and she keeps sleeping around with different men, and he keeps saying, baby, stop. Don't do that. That's wrong. And she keep doing it. Does that mean he still stay with her? Or overall, from both examples I gave you, do that mean they are pleased to dwell with the other? If a man beating his wife, do that mean he's showing that he pleased to dwell with her? I think not. That ain't, if you please to dwell with me, you don't be beating on me. See, just because the person don't just come out and say, I'm not pleased to dwell with you, doesn't mean they can't show you another action. So if he beating on her, okay, how is he saying he's pleased to dwell with her? He's not. He's not. That's not showing you pleased to dwell with him, okay? And so he said, let them depart, okay? Let them go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the agape don't mean you tolerate the sin and live with the sin, okay? Your husband, your wife ain't got no business coming home every night drunk. No, okay. Well, I'm just going to, as Brother Lee would say, I'm just going to tell you like it is. They ain't got no business coming. Now, you start off talking to them and say, baby, listen, drunkenness is wrong in the sight of God. You don't need that, blah, blah, blah. You talk to them, right? Okay. But sooner or later, they could persist to come in drunk. Then the decision got to be made. You might have to start off at one time where the scripture talking about dealing with separating for a minute, then come back together. But if they persist to go on that, then, hey, it's time to go to God to see, do I need to make them the bigger move? Because they don't have no business, as I said, coming drunk every night to the house. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. And you got some people that, like I said, naturally love their spouse, but at the same time, they want to go out and do their own thing. Yeah. Amen. That man loved that woman, but he don't want to stop hanging with the boys. So naturally love got flaws in it. They can actually naturally love the person, but I love you. I want to keep hanging out with the boys, but I want you to be at home for me. But, you know, it can get self-centered. Well, agape, walking in agape doesn't do that. It doesn't do that. So I pray that you've heard that. And like I said, perhaps maybe some of you all had the same question that this person had. Okay. Amen. And, you know, you want to say, okay, I wonder about that, you know, because, and two, I tell you one thing, the pastor broadcast is also a good training ground for many of us as ministers. It's a great training ground because, my God, I've heard some questions been asked on there. Man, you ain't no quick answer coming there. You hear pages flipping, you know. I'm telling you, okay. But I love it. I love it. I ain't saying it because I'm telling like I can answer every question. I can't. I love it because if you ain't been getting in the word, those questions that come in your way is going to start getting you into the field of getting in the word. I'm telling you right now. And it's worth it. And sometimes God will permit that to light some fire under your feet, you know, especially you've been slacking off. You permit that. Next thing you know, hey, man, I got to get in that word, okay? Glory to God. So I'm just grateful for the opportunity to share the word of God again with you this day. Such a blessed opportunity. And I've been working on a couple of projects on the side. Lord say the same, you know, I'll be letting you in on it, on what it is. It's a couple of things. One, especially in particular, that I believe that, you know, the Lord had been dealing with me on my heart about for months. And I have been getting things together. I haven't got it fully together. Amen. And if the Lord say the same, You may start hearing me being on twice a day. Now, I'll let you know about that because, you know, there's some things that need to be, you know, spoke on and brought out. And you all know me that have been listening to the broadcast, especially when me and Brother Robert is on together. We do a lot of series on things. Because, you know, we really believe in teaching the word, okay? And there's nothing wrong with preaching. I'm not here to speak against preaching and tell you it's wrong as evil, because both of them had their place. But I have seen in these days that we have, in the body, neglected to a great degree teaching. And preaching has been way on the plate many, many times and less amount of teaching. So I look more towards the teaching of the word. Yes, I do preach the word, but more towards the teaching also because I want to break things down for people so they can get it. Amen. Glory to God. So thank God for the word of the Lord. This coming Friday, tomorrow, it will be another Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens at 7 o'clock, a 1 hour broadcast Saturday night as well. And the Lord say the same Saturday night from 5:30 to 6:30. Look for the advertisement. If anything changed, I will be on 1 hour. I will be coming with a new question to answer. And the question will be, how do I become a priority in my boyfriend's life? Now, once again, this is a question that was sent in to the panel of pastors, okay? And I'm going to come with the word, come with the answer to that question. But our job as ministers in the body of Christ is to get the word of truth out to the people. So to sum up what we're talking about, natural love in a sense have its place, but the greater love and the real, real true love is the love that has Jesus in it. That's going to be the love that is going to help you as a husband and wife to overcome and stand together, especially in the graces of God in this last day. The natural love is not going to be able to get it, people. I'm sorry. The natural love ain't going to be able to get it. And you have even some, those that are sinners, who think that, hey, I already got what it takes to make it. I don't need no Jesus. Well, this is what I say to them then. I'm going to watch and see where that takes you, because it's not going to take you to a place of safety. Rest assured, it's not going to do that. Glory to God. So, thank God for the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you for this day that you have made and created, and how that you have blessed us this day in your word. I pray, Lord, that I have brought pleasure to you, that I have rightly divided your word, and that those who have been listening have heard your word on this subject. So, dear Lord, we thank you once again for being with us in this time, and Lord God, we just give you glory and honor and praise and magnify you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. So, thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget tomorrow night, Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m., as well as Saturday night from 7 to 8, and also Saturday night, Lord say the same, from 5:30 to 6:30, I will be back on with another broadcast. So, once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.